Your creativity was hard at work when you first had the vision to start your own business. It's with that inspiration in mind, Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers were designed to help you reveal the creativity of your small business. The Canon Maxify printer lineup provides you with the options to best showcase your ideas with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify printers, your business is yours to make.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Every day, you want to do more for the people who depend on you, at work and at home. Now, with our help, you will. At Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network, we're doing more every day to help you get more out of healthcare and more out of life. More options, more efficiency, and more resources for employees, which means more time for life outside of work. We believe it's time for more. Find out how Blue Cross can bring more to your business and your life. Visit timeformore.com.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th, and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Las clases de fútbol, la fiesta, el amigo.
Tú haces las compras y él viene conmigo.
Mañana presenta un proyecto de ciencia.
Mientras tú lo ayudas, yo hago la cena.
Las clases de piano.
¿Quién va por él?
Karate a las 5.
I won't be late.
El miércoles sale a la 1:50.
La busco a la abuela y llego a la escuela.
Para los que saben manejar el drama, Ford Escape 2017, siempre imparable.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
1333 per thousand finance with zero down.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, just after 1 o'clock. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The current Wolves roster features 12 players with a total of nearly 1,000 games of NHL experience, and they all play with something to prove. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for ticket information. Lots of changes on the Cubs coaching staff as the team has decided not to bring back hitting coach John Maley, pitching coach Chris Bosio, and third base coach Gary Jones. And the team has hired away from the Red Sox Chili Davis as their new hitting coach and Brian Butterfield as their third base coach. Joe Girardi is out as manager of the New York Yankees after 10 years. He could end up in either Washington or possibly take a year off. Pro basketball, it's the Bulls and the Atlanta Hawks tonight over at the United Center. Chris Dunn still not ready to go. He'll miss tonight and maybe more games with that injured finger. And Paul Zipser is a game-time decision after suffering a knee contusion in practice yesterday. Pro football will have the Miami-Baltimore game on the Score tonight. And hockey tomorrow is the Blackhawks hosting Nashville. Racing fans, join Tito's Handmade Vodka and the Score's Brian Hanley. That's tomorrow from 3:30 to 5 in the afternoon for the Sports and Racing Roundup at Pony Up OTB Pub Eatery in Oak Brook Terrace. There will be specially priced Tito's cocktails as well as Score and Tito's giveaways. It's the Sports and Racing Roundup presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
And this transition is brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
It's time for you to go home.
John Lackey among the many going home. Thank you to David Schuster. Just had that update. Joe Ostrowski had updates for us earlier in the day. Our guests on the show, Sam Munson from Pro Football Focus, Stuart Mandel from The Athletic, talking college football, Paul Charchian, and we just spoke with our baseball insider, Bruce Levine. Jay Zawoski and Shane Reardon, great job today, guys. Rick Camp in absentia. Ray Diaz does fine work. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow on the show, Hub Arkish, Rich Campbell, Jonah Carey on the World Series, and our guest celebrity picker is anthem singer John Vincent tomorrow.
Oh, good dude.
Oh, the guy, the big man that holds the note, right?
Yes, sir.
The long, the long note.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got the Sinatra-esque baritone.
He does.
The celebrities are killing us in football picks because no one can.
I thought you were supposed to be good at that, man.
I never claimed to be good at it. I just like it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I thought that was your ticket. I was, you know, the first couple of weeks, I was listening. I'm like, oh, 2-1, you know.
I was starting off good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good start to the season.
What happened last couple of weeks?
I went 2-1 this week.
The NFL.
That's how you know it's the NFL. I went 2-1 this week.
Yeah.
I was 4-14 going into the week.
Hey, man.
Fade me.
Hey, content machines, as my guy Shane Reardon would say.
Right.
What's happening, boys?
Hey, how about the Madden purge? He's like Khrushchev all of a sudden. This is
just the reference I was going to make.
This is quite the thing.
Yeah.
It's just Madden's like, nope. Holdover gone. I want my guy. And here comes Chili. And butter.
Chili Davis and Butterfield.
Are you intimating that he was hungry at the time?
It makes you hungry just because that's his nickname. They call him Butter. So, but the funny thing is that
I loved Chili Davis as a player.
Everybody did.
Yeah. How did you not? 44. Oh, switch hitter, badass.
Mm-hmm. Everybody loved it. My memory
one of the coolest names in sports history.
Yes.
My memory of Chili Davis is he was the guy on third for one of the great Yvonne Calderon moments. When Luis
how many were there?
Oh, in my look, how long you got? when Luis Polonia hit a little pop fly down the line, and Yvonne Calderon, Chili Davis takes off, thinking it's definitely going to drop in, but he didn't check his outfielders because Yvonne Calderon was standing on the foul line.
Nice.
And it was hit directly to him, and Chili's tight looks. I was like, what the hell? What was that? And I guess that was the early days of spray charts, and they knew that that's where Luis Polonia hit his fly balls.
So what does this all mean, though?
I think a lot of it is, I think a lot of it is just kind of based on the timing and availability. Like Red Sox folks will tell you they loved Chili Davis. I mean, but he was kind of an unfortunate sideswipe that happened when John Farrell got the axe.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, Chili Davis was really good and situational hitting for them. But what is it always about? It's about
so you drop your hitting coach on your pupils that need a little tutelage. You know, get with Javi Baez, get with some of the other guys who need to learn how to do the whole
shorten up
Anthony Rizzo thing.
Shorten up, go oppo, hit them where they ain't.
Do you ever touch Chris Bryant?
I let Brian coach himself.
Yeah, it's worked out this long.
No, I understand.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess some superstars say they like to just bounce stuff off of them. Like, mm-hmm. You're not really coaching them. You're mm-hmm. just like, here's a suggestion.
Because I always wonder what hitting coaches, like, they get assigned to two or three guys, and then everybody else that's doing all right right, about their business.
Yeah. Or Javi Baez. We want him to strike out. Yeah. Let's work on him.
Yeah, yeah, but that was a Manny Ramirez assignment for a long time.
I know.
Right.
You can text him all you want, but he's physically getting in that cage with him, I'm probably.
It's a good question, Jay. I think, you know, we've definitely heard from some guys that they want to talk to people who've done it. You got Chili Davis hit a lot of homers, but he's teaching situational hitting, and he's talking BHAC with everybody, so you got a nice combo there for Brian or for guys like
that. Isn't he a metrics guy, too?
Plus, it's who you want to listen to as well. You know, I've seen some great coaches never be able to get through to their players because they don't want to listen to them. And if you can't relate with me on any level besides basketball or football or baseball, after a while, basketball, football, baseball are going to run out. And we're going to be on the road together. And when I'm not hanging out with you or not talking to you, then it's not going to resonate the way it would if we were just shooting a bleep and all of a sudden hitting came up. So, I mean, I think it's about how the information resonates with that subject as well, more than, I won't say more than anything, but I mean, if we're all teaching the same fundamentals and I see the same flaws in your swing, how is my message being impressed upon you?
Well, these ones are tough because it's so much, I think, about the relationship between coach and management, because, you know, Kyle Hendricks is reportedly upset about Bazio being gone, but Lester's maybe happy about it. There's so many guys that you have to have a relationship with. It's conflicting.
Well, that's why Spiegel makes fun of my belief of hitting coaches, where it's such an individual thing. This your swing and your approach.
What was wrong with
that? I always think that if you spun the wheel and you redistributed all the hitting coaches, the net effect would probably be slim to none, because, you know, maybe three guys would get better, maybe three guys would get worse, and everybody else would kind of be the same. I tend to believe that pitching coaches matter more because the pitcher initiates action. There's so much more control that a pitcher has to decide what pitch, what location, what approach, where hitting is so much reaction. Where it's very different. I believe the mentality of a pitching coach, the way he talks to guys, the way they set up strategy matters.
But now in the age of all this freaking information, the job, both of those jobs are so much about being a conduit and being a communicator. Because these guys go back and forth. Listen to George Springer. He goes 3-for-30. Then last night he's great in that game, and he said he stopped thinking about 65% of the time, this is the pitch that I get.
Brian says that.
Sometimes there's too much in there.
Brian says that he wants that even if Chili Davis is a, hey, here's situations, here's a heat map. You got to know what guys don't want information.
And so you got to be, in terms of relationships, I know it gets tiring to count the relationships, but like it is a collection of relationships. And the more you're good at it, the better.
I was covering the Royals, obviously, in Kansas City, and Moustakas was just, you know, they demoted him and they fired a hitting coach and brought in George Brett. And Moustakas famously hated watching video. He's like, I've gotten here on completely natural ability, so, you know, why would I start watching video now?
Pointed to the logo on his shoe.
And then George Brett was like, listen, man, I don't care if you're going to grip it and rip it or whatever, but maybe try to hit the ball the other way a little bit. You know what I mean? Have a plan. You can't just pull the ball every time at this level. You know how I got 3,000 hits? I hit it to the opposite field.
Yeah, well, George
and
Brett.
And he listened. Right, yeah.
George Brett also on the Rediac tree.
Put the pictures
on
this game.
George Brett, if you look at his swing, when you look at him, start low, finish high, the waggle in the swing, there's a lot of old school Rediac principles there that, frankly, have not stuck around all that well.
There's not many guys that look like that, or like Dwight Evans, or like Frank.
Or Fisk.
Fisk was, God, a prime example. All the body weight back and then explode forward. That hasn't lasted, really.
And finish with one hand rather than two. There's a lot of top hand
I just
hitters.
Want to see someone look like Mickey Tettleton again, where it's like the bat, he's like, all right, it's right here. It's coming. Like, I want old school batting stances back. Screw all these guys with their uniform batting stances and leg kicks all abound.
Tettleton
that
was
my
Fruit
Loops, remember?
Tettleton was at the batting cage. First time I was ever on a field at Fenway Park when I had that wonderfully embarrassing moment. It was like Tettleton, Rob Deere, Nick Asaski, Jack Clark.
Everyone smells like whiskey and cigarettes.
Oh, right.
Was Nick Asaski spinning around?
Oh, that's funny. And Tom Bernanski, I think. And I said to Jack Clark, hey, can we talk for a minute?
Don't talk to Jack Clark.
Jack Clark said, all right, yeah. And I'm like, hey, so that's pretty cool. You guys like standing around.
What do you guys do when you stand around?
And he looked at me. He goes, are we going to F and do this or what?
Jack Clark's a bag.
I deserved it, though.
He threw you in the mix, though. Bad question, bad response.
It's not a question.
Yeah, right.
It was like talk about or to it from a 20-year-old, you know, college student.
Threw you in the mix, though, right? I mean, you knew what not to do going forward.
You learned that lesson.
Damn right.
The Jim Hickey thing is interesting. Like, if they fire Bosio.
The non thing.
Well, right. Well, because if they fire Bosio because Hickey was available and that's Madden's guy, Hickey just responded to our text and said, like, yeah, as far as I know, I'm still a candidate. But then Bruce said that he also maybe has an offer from the Giants.
Good job.
Play them against each other. You end up with a nice little chunk of change and a good city to live in.
And
either way, Tampa. Yeah.
Good for him. Good time to be a free agent pitching coach.
Leverage, man. You only get it once or twice in your life. You might as well use it.
Right, but if they fired Bosio because Joe thought he would get Hickey and then he goes to San Francisco.
Well, now it's time for Joe.
Well, then what's the consolation?
Then you haven't, Mike Maddox.
Then you haven't tampered properly enough. I mean, because you don't do that unless you have some kind of assertion from your friend that this is happening. And I know that can get delicate.
Friends are cool, but if they come back, you know, with 250 more than they was talking about when we were friendly last time, right, right, you know, right. I'll catch you in the winter for a couple of beers, fam. But I got bills I got to pay out here.
I can buy friends like you right. on the market.
If you're really my friend, you're not going to be mad if I get this extra quarter mil. It's weird because then I wonder how much capital is spent as well if you're Joe Madden, because you got people doubting you outside of your organization. I don't know who's doubting you on the inside, probably nobody. But when you don't get the guy that you want, like, how can you? I wonder what that relationship is like with Theo and Jay, where it's like, all right, you know, we're giving you everything you say you need.
Theo's got him on the hot seat if they miss the playoffs next year.
Who does?
Spiegel.
Spiegel. What did I
say?
Guy.
Theo. Same guy.
Did I say Theo?
Yeah.
No, they're best friends.
Yeah.
If
Spiegel goes into the bat cave and he comes out.
My bad.
If they miss the playoffs next year in year four of a 5-year contract, smack dab in the middle of your winning window, he's on the hot seat.
Are we learning that managers are more fungible than ever? That's really the takeaway from Girardi and Dusty and everything else and Farrell is that it's a general manager's league. And we might get to the point where the idea of manager as Bigfoot on your team is right. You're a button pusher almost right now. And the general managers have a vision for these rosters that they're putting together in a way that they didn't before. And they're eliminating a lot of potential conflict when they know that there's somebody there that's going to see the baseball world the way they see it. So if you're Dave Martinez and you're the front runner for
say
the Nats
anything
job
that they want to hear,
and all of a sudden Joe Girardi is available, and maybe this was your shot. And Martinez, he's had a lot of interviews.
He's had a lot of interviews.
And you wonder if he gets got on this one, and maybe he'll land somewhere. But the real issue for the Cubs would be filling that bench coach job, and because bench coach for Madden is work. You're the administrative guy. You've got the books in front of you. You've got the charts and graphs and everything.
Strategy.
If there are only so many good managers, and people deem Joe Girardi a decent one, if I'm not mistaken, why do you make that move?
He's the winningest manager in baseball the last decade.
Last decade, he's been there one for an entire decade.
They said it was relationships with young players.
The human touch. Cue up the Springsteen.
The meaty forearms wasn't turning the players on the way I was shocked
he got like
that. I've been reading
what, a 10 lot of, years to the day, right? 11 years to the day, I believe.
Just about.
Joe Girardi, he's a terrific guy. He really is. He's a wonderful guy.
I always remember him for the Daryl Kyle announcement.
Absolutely. Having to step out there and try to talk to people and just kind of communicate. And it's so weird to read this stuff about like human touch or like didn't have the relationships. When you see him at his press conferences lately, just completely emotional and just...
Maybe he knew.
Well, the New York media was describing him as a sort of a one-trick pony. I want to say it was Joel Sherman that said the idea that when all you have is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. That the only way... Everything was grindy. Everything was hard. Work. Everything was, you know, nose to the grindstone, and there was never a different way to solve a problem or an issue that was other than just put the work in. And
we get back to relatability, like on what level are you speaking to these young men? Your locker room changes, you have to change with
for
it
for sure. They got a lot younger and got a lot of guys, some of whom might just need, you know, a nice gentle touch.
I'm the winningest manager. I've got a ring on my finger. We weren't supposed to be in the ALCS this year. I've got us to game 7 ahead of schedule.
Well, your bullpen, I mean, your bullpen, and Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez got you to the game.
No question. But I mean,
I know what you're saying. I got
he's
you.
There,
I
feel, he's not screwing it up.
He's the guy. Right.
Yeah. So I would not think that Joe Girardi takes that news like he feels like he deserves it today. You know, even if he's like, yeah, every problem is a nail, but I'm a great hammer.
The statement was like, yeah, man, yeah. they kind of don't want me back.
Yeah.
If you go talk to your mama and see if I can come back home. I like that. It sucks, man. I hate to see people lose their jobs on any level, no matter how, you know, inept or excellent you are at your gig, because
even Gar.
Yeah. Losing a gig, man, that sucks. Like, you now have to go maybe start from the bottom again, uh-huh. Even if you deserve it. You know what I mean?
You got to go home and tell your wife and kids.
That's bro. Right.
That's the part that's like, man, we got to move and you got to change schools because we don't have enough of the 401k yet.
There's some dark times when you're sitting there by yourself like, all right, we didn't get into an argument this morning, so it should be easier to say that, right. You know what, we're going to have to tighten it up around here a little bit. You got to take some of those Hermes bags back. We're going to have to get a Prius and we're going to have to start walking to work. And driving only on the weekends. Nah, it sucks, man. But they know that once they're hired at some point, it's going
to
run out at some point.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. And if you're a major league ball club that wants a hard, you know, hard ass manager who's got skins on the wall right there for
you. Or if you're a television network that wants somebody who can really talk baseball.
Yeah.
He'd be terrific.
He seems like the kind of guy who wants to jump back in the fray, though. He doesn't seem like that guy is.
I don't know. Francona did it for a year. Totally revitalized. Or was it 2 years? He was on ESPN. Oh, yeah. Whatever it was.
Yeah. Wasn't he going through his cancer situations? When he was off the on the air as well, though.
Yeah, a little bit. And
his
and
health
a,
situation
and a marriage breakup.
Oh yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, yeah, tough time. Hey, he bounced back like round ball. Went to the World Series last year.
What do you guys got today?
We're busy today. We're actually going to talk to Tommy Wingles of the Chicago Blackhawks at 2:40. He is going to join us then too, because there's some shakeups on the lines. He also is going to be a part of something on Sunday that's pretty special. He has volunteered to be one of the participants in my son's bar mitzvah project on Sunday in Skokie, which is a 3-on-3 exhibition hockey game to use social media to raise awareness for LGBT inclusivity in the sport of hockey. It's been something that's been very near and dear to Tommy Wingles' heart, so he is going to be a part of that effort. So we're going to talk about him, the You Can Play project, and Pride Tape, and everything else, as well as his Blackhawks experience. In other news at 3, Pete Futak on College Football at 3:40, Anthony Heron at 4, Brian Billick at 5.
That's a lot of stuff.
That's a busy show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Cool bar mitzvah project, too. By the way.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. There's going to be a hashtag JB Mitzvah Pride on Sunday afternoon, and we're just going to see how many engagements and how much social media attention we can bring. We also have one of the best women's players ever in this country, Caitlin Cahill. She was National Player of the Year at Harvard, a 2-time Olympic medalist. She's going to be one of our honorary coaches and be out there with the kids. So it's,
I might throw some skates on and come out there.
You're invited.
Get my Subban on and run into people.
You are. Wow. There's some big kids.
I'll tweet about it.
Some big fast kids out there. But you are. Yeah, you're certainly welcome. Yeah, it's the You Can Play project is going to have a representative there. Pride Tape is going to be represented also. So the Blackhawks have been really, really helpful also with some raffle items and having Tommy out there. So it's we're just trying to let people know that hockey has been a sport that says everybody, regardless of orientation, is welcome to play.
Very good. They're Bernstein and Goff. It's the Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production.
During the era of muscle cars, souped-up engines, and great American road trips, Die Hard was born. And for 50 high-performance years, they haven't stopped charging ahead. Die Hard is honoring the spirit of those who have a passion for the road and what they drive by partnering with Sears Auto Center to give you exciting offers to help you get to your next adventure. Right now, buy 3 Die Hard tires and get one free with installation at a Sears Auto Center near you. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a location. 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard. Hard.
I'm Amy Lawrence with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Ferguson. With locations coast to coast, Ferguson gives small business contractors the edge. Never, ever, ever tell me baseball is boring again. Game 2 of the World Series was wonderful theater, well worth all 4 hours and 19 minutes. What started with the sweet, funny pregame from the legendary Vin Scully evolved into 4 no-hit innings by playoff bulldog Justin Verlander, But then Jock Peterson and Corey Seager lit up L.A. with home runs. Except this time, the impenetrable bullpen couldn't hold the line. Kenley Jansen earned his first career postseason blown save to set the stage for 5 extra inning homers. The Astros barely survived in the 11th to preserve the first World Series victory in franchise history. Epic, classic, entertaining, dramatic, the opposite of boring. I'm Amy Lawrence.
When growing your business, you need the right tools to help you build beyond the solid foundation you've set. Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers provide the tools to get the work done. Print you need when you need them. Engineered with your individual business needs in mind, Canon Maxify Printers will help you take your small business to the next level. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs. Oh, you've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to see play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This week, the history of sports.
Elmore Smith of the Lakers blocked 17 shots in a game this week in 1973. Also this week in 1974, Nolan Ryan threw the fastest recorded pitch at 100.9 miles per hour. This week in 1997, the NBA hired its first women to officiate a Major League All-Male Sports League. And this week in 2004, the Boston Red Sox won the World Series for the first time in 86 years.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
The Jake Brown Show on Radio.com.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiBattista.
It's your boy, Lil D.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at the new Radio.com app. Radio.com presents Gamertag Radio.
Gamertag Radio is all about video games.
All the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Get daily interviews.
All the latest gaming coverage.
Roundtable discussion.
The latest news from Xbox,
PlayStation,
Nintendo.
Exclusive content.
Everything you need to know.
Developer interviews,
VR, and more.
Gamertag Radio.
You don't want to miss this.
Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs. You've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to
see
play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates at cbschicago.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Muller Honda of Gurnee, where the Muller price is always their best price.
Watch right here. You're going to see Schuster right there.
Scoreboard update.
No, he's right here, and it's just before 1:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The current Wolves roster features 12 players with a total of nearly 1,000 games of NHL experience, and they all play with something to prove. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for ticket information. Joe Maddon praised all of his now ex-coaches as the Northsiders made a host of changes in the coaching staff. Out are hitting coach John Maley, pitching coach Chris Bosio, and third base coach Gary Jones. And in from the Red Sox comes Chili Davis, who becomes the new hitting coach, and Brian Butterfield, who will take over the coaching box at third. And we'll hear from Maddon coming up at 2 o'clock. We'll wait and see who takes over the managerial duties with the New York Yankees, as Joe Girardi was not renewed today, so he becomes a free agent and likely will get, if he hasn't already, a phone call from the Washington Nationals. Pro basketball. More injury news from the Bulls, who host Atlanta tonight over at the United Center. Chris Dunn's injured finger still incredibly sore, so his return remains on hold. Paul Zipser, a game-time decision tonight with a knee contusion. He suffered that in practice yesterday. And though Nico Mirotic is said to be feeling better overall, he still remains in concussion protocol, and thus possible surgery on his broken bones in his face. That remains on hold as well. Join 670 The Score and Dos Equis Street Team Saturday for game day greatness at Merkel's Bar and Grill. It's located at 3516 North Clark Street in Chicago. That'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. Come win some great prizes like a big screen TV and Dos Equis and Score swag. For more information, check out DosEquisFan.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
This segment's brought to you by Target. Trick out your Halloween at Target with costumes, candy, decor, and more with scary good prices every week. Target, run and done. The Bernstein and Goff Show, broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. Tommy Wingles of the Blackhawks at 2:40. In other news at 3. Pete Futak on college football at 3:40. Anthony Heron at 4, talking football. Brian Billick will preview the NFL weekend at 5. We'll do It's On at 5:30. And this is very, very special.
All right.
We are going to be doing a special show on the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage on November 15th. It is going to feature Terry Bors as we kick off Terry's book signing tour for his book, A Score of a Lifetime. There are a limited number of tickets available. So when you hear a cue to call, a special Terry Bors drop.
And it could happen during a commercial break, could happen during an update. You got to be listening. Right. This is a special event, guys.
You can't miss the opportunity. And when you hear that particular drop, You have to be caller 6 to the contest line, which is not the regular line. It's 312-591-6700. So when you hear that cue to call, be caller 6. You will win a pair of tickets to the Score of a Lifetime book signing tour broadcast.
Not right now. You have right to now. Wait for the special Terry sound.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We are also on Instagram,
yes,
at Bernstein Goff Show. The website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. That's where you find the podcast. And Jason has logged in to the 670 The Score page on Facebook, where he can enjoy the oddities, yes, of the conversation that always occurs there. There's also Facebook Live and Watch670TheScore.com, where you can find our video stream. That is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Todd in Fairfield. What's up, Todd? Go ahead.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Good.
First off, just good luck with Reno.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Question about Aaron Judge. In 1956, Mickey Mantle hit 52 home runs. Yeah. This year, Judge hit 52 home runs. Right. Would you agree that Aaron Judge is on track to have a better career than Mantle?
Not unless you're an idiot, do you think that?
Mike, if you look at the numbers, Judge did what Mantle did. No, you know, his best year, he only hit 52
home runs. Mickey Mantle won the triple crown. I mean, unless you're just trying to be argumentative or a fool. I mean, Mickey Mantle won the triple crown that year. Maybe you didn't realize that.
How did he win a triple crown if he's not a horse? That makes no sense, Mike. Oh, Mike, man. Now, Aaron Judge.
I mean, why would you wait on the phone for an hour to make a jackass out of yourself? I just don't understand it. But, I mean, you know, some people, I mean, I guess that's what they like. Pete in Staten Island. What's up, Pete?
I'm with the sports pope on this
one. I am too.
He's not for the play. You could just tell.
Quit being contrarians over there. That was hilarious.
No, it was funny, but you could tell he's circling that final turn, and he's like, you know what? I'm not for this. You know, the producers who I've been paying and everybody else can kiss my ass. I'm not for this anymore.
Well, at some point, it's just got to not. It's not fun. Is it still fun for the people involved to, like, try to prank Mike Francesa?
Obviously.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, we had a call yesterday. The guy was like, Glennon over Trubinsky.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah,
but he's the sports pope.
But there was some art to this one. He lulled him into security hey, good luck on the retirement, and then he set him up so he could make the triple crown reference.
It was art beauty in this one. It was a jackass. Good for you, sports pope. All your other thoughts suck, but good for you.
Our producers, the executive producer is Nick Shepkowski.
Everybody play naked. Butt-ass naked. Everybody play butt-ass naked.
I'm with That's it. Jim Tomsula.
I'm with it.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, get out there, you know. Don't leave anything over here. Just get out there and leave it on the field.
Everybody play naked, butt-ass naked.
Mm-hmm.
It's
obviously some inside thing in their room.
Everybody play naked. Butt-ass naked.
You want to talk about concussions?
I mean it literally.
Yeah, you want to talk about concussions going down right. And guys not leading with the head anymore? Yeah, mess around and have no clothes on, these NFL athletes.
I don't mean it figuratively. Wasn't it the ancient... Oh,
Navarro Bowman, take off all your clothes.
Everybody play naked.
Well, remember ancient wrestlers of the ancient Greco-Roman was always naked, right? Yeah.
That's why, you know, after the match, say, hey, I appreciate you. I like you. I want you. I want you, and I like you.
Our audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Trying to give the Dodgers a chance. They need a base runner, and here's a high fly ball into left. Back at the wall, it is gone! 7-6! And Culberson celebrates, but it's a one-run game. I kind of feel like he thinks he tied the game.
I don't know. He deserves to be excited.
That was a clown show.
Yeah, it was tough.
That's the quick run around the bases. Mm-hmm. Get your
we're in here, boys.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's go.
No,
or the slow motion. Let's go.
Oh yeah, the Fox specialty. Yeah. He really. I don't think he thought he won the game, but he couldn't control himself. He couldn't believe that he hit the home run to get Yasiel Puig the bat. And Shep had a little bit of a problem with Joe's call.
I kind of feel like he thinks he tied the game.
That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss.
Yeah, Shep compared it in our group chat to the Randy Moss call. I didn't watch the game until this morning. So I saw what Shep had, and I'm like, all right, let's see how egregious this call was. I didn't think it was that bad.
The guy spent 100 games in the minors this year. He's 28 years old. It's not like he's a big deal.
But I don't think
Joe just hit a home run in the 11th inning in one of the craziest World Series games we've ever seen.
Do you think Joe Buck got after him, though?
Well, you think he's celebrating like he just tied the game. You just hit a home run.
That was Smoltz, wasn't it?
That was Buck.
That was Buck.
I kind of feel like he thinks he tied the game.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, what is this guy doing?
See, I was.
He just hit a home run
I was waiting for the Randy Moss-esque level of disgust and contempt for the player. I don't think he had it. You thought he had contempt?
No. I
think it was like, wow, look at this guy.
I was thinking, why is he so excited?
Because he hit a home run in the 11th inning of the World Series to keep his team alive.
Hashtag facts.
Okay, but it's true, but they're losing.
He killed the rally as far as I'm concerned.
All these solo home runs.
Should have hit a single instead. Then the tying run would be at the plate that way.
Keep the line moving.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I was waiting for just utter disgust and contempt because you warned me about it. And then when I heard it, I felt like, am I disagreeing with Shep on this one? I think I am. I didn't think he went in on him.
I think he
talked about him in a way like, look at this guy. Like, hey fellas.
Like he's exciting.
Come get your mans.
Hey, Lemonhead. Like it was one of those rather than the Randy Moss.
Tying run to the plate. Yeah. Don't get excited. Yeah, Put your head down and run those bases.
Hey, Shep,
Ted Williams never tipped his cap.
Give him an old handshake when you're rounding home plate there.
Shep, you know I'm not that guy. I don't think he went in on him like that. I didn't
think so either. Because my first thought was, dude, you're losing still.
He was giving out the...
And you had, like, Dallas Keuchel after the game going in after him. Oh, he celebrated like they won. He celebrated because, like, he's 28 years old.
Yeah.
He's a career minor leaguer. And he just hit a home run to keep his team alive.
I can understand his excitement. It was just a little bit overflow.
I'm not mad at him.
Shouldn't it?
I'm not mad at him. I just
thought it was... You can't get excited about that. What do you get excited about?
I'm with you, but the excitement level and then the pointing to the crowd and the chest bumping and the gesturing. You know I love a good bat flip. You know I love a party.
I thought the crushing of the beer cans was a little excessive, though.
The bong rips in the clubhouse was a little...
Roman candles around the bases.
Tiki torches. No, but it was, yeah.
The unicycle was way over the top.
Jesus Christ.
And then they went for the juggler.
312-640. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. We didn't get to Tanny's sound. Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Hey, 312-644-6767 is the phone number if you want to jump in and talk about the game. It was a long-ass game.
It was bananas.
That didn't feel long. Like, each moment that happened, there was great pitching. Okay, you get a homer. All right, there's another home run. All right, Verlander may be on the ropes. And then Dave Roberts got cute with something that he's gotten cute with this postseason, and it wasn't cute for him.
I also want to get into what went on before the game as well with that particular
I saw your piece.
Production.
I fast-forwarded right to first pitch, so you're going to fill me in on what happened.
This segment was brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. A memorable baseball night last night, and the Cubs making some pretty serious staff changes. Talking about all of it on the score.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Golf Show and Terry Bores himself.
Phil Band.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6, live on 670 The Score. And don't forget, starting November 16th, it'll be available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bores.
When growing your business, you need the right tools to help you build beyond the solid foundation you've set. Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers provide the tools to get the work done. Print you need when you need them. Engineered with your individual business needs in mind, Canon Maxify Printers will help you take your small business to the next level. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/Maxify. That's usa.canon.com/Maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
Are you scared of going to a new car dealer because you feel like they're sucking money from you?
Well, I have a dealer you can count on. Woodfield Nissan is counting down savings and wants to save you money. 10%? No. 20%? No. Woodfield Nissan wants to save you 30% off MSRP on brand new Nissans.
It's the October savings countdown at Woodfield Nissan. Woodfield Nissan must sell 200 new Nissans in October, and we're counting down the savings all month long. Woodfield Nissan is paying top dollar for your trade-ins during the October countdown. And with 30% off, you can take home a brand new 2017 Sentra. Just $13,989. That's over $5,000 off. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months now available on new Nissans.
So go to Woodfield Nissan in Hoffman Estates or go to WoodfieldNissan.com.
Prices are plus TCDL. Doc includes all manufacturers' incentives and rebates. Two available each price. Example of 30% off. Then HN362203. 2017 Nissan Sentra. Then HY344792. Finance offer with approved credit. Seal percentage $13.89 per month. For 1,000 borrowed and a loan sale. Prices max finance is $10,000 on select models.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Woo! The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
For CBS Friday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What a game, what a battle here. Another 3-2 pitch. Struck him out, and the Astros win it 7-6.
Now, Puig's still your friend.
Duh. What? That's my dude.
Hey, when
that was the play. That was the. To me, him running 60 feet. And the ball just nipping the tip of his glove, and then it's a ground rule double, so he has time to emote. Like, he is.
How about the stare down? Like, don't run on me.
Oh, dude, he is must see television. Like, I'm thinking about getting the baseball package next year so I can just watch Dodgers games because he's growing as a player too.
So we know that before some of the Cubs playoff games, there's been the play ball little moment and various first pitch activities, whether it's Mike Ditka being trotted out there to snarl something or Jim Belushi doing whatever he does. But last night, when Vin Scully had a microphone in one hand and a ball in the other, and I didn't know where this was going. And all I will say is that whoever produced this had to know there was a lot of risk. This could have come off as really cheesy. It could have come off as really lame or kind of cringeworthy. Because you remember when Ernie Harwell did something several years ago? I mean, when he was not doing that great, and he did a pregame spoken word essay kind of thing, and it was
But you don't want to see your legends go out like that.
The trust you had to have in Vin Scully owning that and captaining that moment at 89 years old, and here goes Vin walking toward the mound, and he's joking about how it's a long walk, and he's so self-deprecating, and he says somewhere, Duke Snyder and Roy Campanella, and he names all the Dodgers whose games that he had done. Mm-hmm. Said, "I'm wondering what is Vin Scully that get Scully off of that mound? What is he doing out there?" And he stands on the mound and he realizes, he says, "I need a catcher," and out comes Steve Yeager, who volunteers, of course, to be the catcher. And then Vin rocks back and he stops. He goes, "Oh, my rotator cuff! I'm going to need a relief pitcher. We need a left-hander." And out comes Fernando Valenzuela. And he's the timing that how Vin was able to understand the rise and fall of the crowd, wait for the laugh lines. I mean, his stage timing and his comic timing, impeccable. And it made it all work. And Fernando delivers the pitch. There's another round of applause. And then they gather. And together they say Scully's signature pregame line. It's time for Dodger baseball. And it just,
I saw that part with those three on the mound,
and
I didn't see the beginning.
It was note perfect, because something like that, a little thing goes wrong, or you get the echo. Sometimes, if you've ever spoken in a stadium, you understand that you hear yourself, and then you hear your own voice through the speakers, and it can get difficult and confusing, and the timing can be weird. But for it worked. It, because of Vin as a professional broadcaster, that's what made it so cool. It wasn't just honoring him. It's that his skills were all on display.
Yeah, he was the engine.
He was the engine. He mm-hmm. timed everything. He owned the moment. He ran the show. So for a producer of that, for whoever was in charge of that, to say, "Hey, Vin, you know, here's your marks, and this is when this is going to be timed, and this is how this is going to be timed, and you're all going to go over here," and he nailed it.
Has there ever been a greater master of ceremonies for somebody's childhood or adulthood soundtrack of sports?
Man, it's just an all time great.
And LA's had a couple of them.
And
too.
And really, one of the best parts was Joe Buck with a perfect line. And I'm sure I assume he planned it.
When he brought up the petition later on in the game, or right after?
No, okay. As they went to break.
Okay.
Right before the game. It's time for Dodger baseball, and the crowd goes crazy, and Joe Buck says, "Vin Scully still has his fastball." Just as Vin Scully was literally about to throw. But to say that a broadcaster still has his fastball, you know, means still on the top of his game. Mm-hmm. And it was really, you know, as a guy, I've been a lifelong Vin Scully fan. Hell, I tweeted the picture of Vin and me from 1991 when I was a senior in college, and he took the time to hang out at Dodger spring training and talk about broadcasting with me. You know, something that I'll certainly never forget. But it's so easy for those moments to go sideways, or for a little thing to go wrong, or for a polite clap of, "Oh, this is adorable, and we love him." Now, okay, now go. But it was real and it worked. So I just thought it was really cool. And then we get a completely drunk World Series game. Yeah. That, when you think about it, could that game have been more 2017 MLB?
Home runs, strikeouts,
bullpen usage,
second guessing.
Every run and homer is pretty much, you know, it's just all the craziness.
Emoting.
Backflips.
George Springer almost exploded. Hey, he almost took Cameron Maybin's arm off in the dugout because he didn't know whether to fist bump him or high five him.
I don't want to be the baseball police. When we're talking about Culberson and his reaction.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think that
it seemed
Joe
weird.
Buck reacted as harshly as Shep. He had warned me about how harsh Joe Buck had been on Culberson, so I was waiting for it, because he put in the group chat the Randy Moss incident. I'm like, oh, really?
Nah. Guys, I think Shep's Joe Buck hates my team guy. I think he's one of those guys.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know that.
Did you see the tweet, by the way, from John Boog Shambi? He had a hilarious tweet the other day. Mm-hmm. He said, understand that national broadcasters don't hate your team. He goes, Joe Buck, Dan Shulman, blah, 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 they don't hate your team. He goes, except me. I freaking hate your team.
And then good for him. Yep. Every city you go right. to, you give them the double birds and you sit your ass in the booth and get ready to do your job.
This segment was brought to you by upsjobs.com. Want up to $125 in weekly bonuses and $25,000 in tuition assistance? Be a part-time UPS package handler in Hodgkins, Gary, or East Chicago. Apply at upsjobs.com.
We've got some World Series talk. We've got some local angles as well because people are getting fired and hired over there on the north side. So a lot to talk about with you. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. And Tommy Wingles will join us next hour as well. We'll talk a little hard hock hockey with him. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. We're better drive. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're going to make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're going to open your gates or we're going to break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're going to need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Your creativity was hard at work when you first had the vision to start your own business. It's with that inspiration in mind, Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers were designed to help you reveal the creativity of your small business. The Canon Maxify printer lineup provides you with the options to best showcase your ideas with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape, you've got handcuffs, you've got chicken wire, you've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to
That's
see play
the
football.
Issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk. Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up, they drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Fell Network.